Greetings, friends, family, neighbors, and strangers. I'm Pastor Jacob Kokura of the LaRange Alliance Church. In this period of uncertainty, I'm glad you've taken some time to listen to me today. We are living in a time unlike any we've known in this generation. But we can take hope. Despite the struggle we are enduring right now in this experience of turmoil and sickness, we are not alone, for Jesus is with us. People around the world have experienced periods of uncertainty like the one we are experiencing now, and they have endured. I believe we have much to hope for in the days to come. For everything, there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. This season has been hard on a lot of people. Over the past 6 months, we've gone from a full lockdown, nearly worldwide, to a varied state of reopening. We've been dealing with a variety of experiences that have left all of us with a varying degrees of stress and strain. And some people are just doing okay, and other people are not okay at all. Mental health is an important aspect of our lives, and increasingly in Canada, at the forefront of public conversation. During this pandemic, it's become evident that the resources for and responses to those who are needing help often struggle to keep up with the demand. Between 2015 and 2019, mental health calls have doubled across Canada, and in some areas they have tripled. To make matters worse, moving a lot of life to virtual or online interaction during the last 6 months has left people behind. There has been an increase in people reporting that you're seriously dealing with loneliness in some communities. We don't even know what the long-term impact of this season will be. In a recent survey, about 54% of Canadians reported themselves in good mental health. When you compare this to a survey that was done back in 2018, where 68% of Canadians reported themselves in good mental health, that's a drastic change. Compared with just 2 years ago, these self-reported mental health figures have dropped by 14%. That's drastic. And it's impossible to even know what the long-term impact of this pandemic will be until we look back on it after a couple years. Where are you in all of this? How are you feeling? And where are your thoughts at as you've been journeying through this season? I've talked with a fair number of individuals over the past several months, and I've found that a good number of people have been doing very well. Many of us have enjoyed some aspects of this season. There's a change of pace, there are new opportunities and experiences. However, nearly everyone who I've spoke to has qualified that response with the downsides they've experienced, and some have reported not doing well at all. There's an increase in the strain and stress of life. There's been difficulty in adjusting to new experiences, the challenge of online interactions that are often unfulfilling, and the deep level of uncertainty about the future. All these are weighing on people as we journey today. And if we're honest, we're all tired of this season. This is the 24th YouTube message I've recorded. And I gotta tell you, I am more than ready to stop talking to a camera. Lots of people are in the same boat, feeling tired, feeling ready for more of life to return back to the way it was before the pandemic. This passage that I read today as I began this message was from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, and it's probably the most famous passage from this book of the Old Testament. It's read at many funerals, and it speaks to the seasons of life. There's a time and a place for every aspect of life, from birth to death, planting to harvesting, weeping to laughing, mourning and dancing. Verse 5 holds a particularly timely comparison, as it says there's a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. What better way could Scripture speak to the challenge of living during a pandemic? The book of Ecclesiastes is one of the most challenging books of the Old Testament to approach. It's a form of wisdom poetry, much like the book of Proverbs. It gives the readers a rather different experience, however, where the wisdom sayings of the book of Proverbs are generally forthright and straightforward. They're pieces of good advice for living a wise and moral life. The book of Ecclesiastes points to a different conclusion about life. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity. What does man gain by all the toil at which he toils under the sun? A generation goes and a generation comes, but the earth remains forever. The words of the teacher, the author of Ecclesiastes, points out that there are parts of life that are really hard. If we focus on the negative aspects of life, we might feel like life is futile. The theme of vanity, of the difficulty, and perhaps the purposelessness of life runs throughout the 12 chapters of this book. As I think about mental health, and the mental health specifically of our community, I believe that there are many today who might feel, on occasion, what the book of Ecclesiastes puts into words. As we look at the cultural events of the past 8 months, not only have we endured this nearly worldwide shutdown during the pandemic, we've seen a resurgence in the issues of systemic racism in North America, a fire that has destroyed a huge portion of the continent of Australia happened back in the spring, or rather the winter. We've seen record rainfall in our area of the world, while in other areas of the world, they've experienced record droughts. The polarization of culture and politics has only increased. And it seems like nobody can agree on how to handle so many aspects of our lives, from whether we should be sending our kids back to school or whether we should make mask wearing mandatory. Our world is difficult. And for some of us, we can barely handle most of what we're dealing with on a regular basis. Some of us are not doing well mentally. And I think it's really important to point out that Scripture is full of encouraging passages for us, like in Hebrews chapter 12, which speaks to the difficulty of life and how the endurance of Jesus in the face of his persecution can give us hope. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. The example that Jesus is for us speaks to the changing nature of life. Some days are difficult, challenging, and hard to face, but those days don't last forever, and soon life changes, and we will endure if we keep our eyes upon the Lord. But the reality is that while we work hard to maintain these truths in our minds, we still have to learn how to handle the struggle of sorrow, worry, pain, and these other difficult feelings. Our mental health is, for some, a daily battle. And there are some in our community that are losing that battle, who are weighed down by what's happening in the world around us. There are difficult questions that are being asked, and answers are hard to find sometimes. Perhaps today the words of Ecclesiastes feel familiar. Perhaps you've had these thoughts or similar ones in the past months. Then I considered all that my hands had done and the toil I had expended in doing it, and behold, all was vanity and a striving after the wind, and there was nothing to be gained under the sun. For what happens to the children of man and what happens to the beasts is the same. As one dies, so dies the other. They all have the same breath, and man has no advantage over the beasts, for all is vanity. Again, I saw the oppressions that are done under the sun, and behold, the tears of the oppressed, and they had no one to comfort them. On the side of their oppressors there was power, and there was no one to comfort them. Talk about tough situations. These words from Ecclesiastes often make me think of Eeyore, the donkey from the Winnie the Pooh series. But if we are honest, there are some among us who hear these words and they echo the words found in their hearts. There are some who struggle against the reality of our world around us, and they hear these words and find recognition. And there are people who feel like everything they do is pointless, that nothing changes, and that there is no hope. The problem is as I've done here, if we just cherry pick out some of these verses from Scripture, we might find that we miss the true purpose behind these words, the hopeful message, the words of encouragement that are found in the same Scripture passages. Listen to these verses that are also from Ecclesiastes. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. And I commend joy. For man has nothing better under the sun but to eat and drink and be joyful. For this will go with him in his toil through the days of his life that God has given him under the sun. Enjoy life with the wife whom you love all the days of your vain life that he has given you under the sun, because that is your portion in life and in your toil at which you toil under the sun. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. The message of the book of Ecclesiastes is a difficult and complicated one. And it seems like it's a long complaining session, pointing out how difficult life is, how vain the pursuits of mankind are. We should be under no illusion. There is truth in those thoughts. The author of Ecclesiastes is complaining. He's pointing out truths about how difficult life is, but we must be aware that he's exaggerating the pointlessness of life. The hyperbole, the exaggeration is there to give us a greater appreciation for the positive aspects of life that we find. When we focus only on the negatives of life, we grow fearful, depressed, and we lose perspective on some of the best parts of life. Here in these passages I pulled out from this book, we are reminded that doing life together with other people is really great because the teamwork and partnership we experience allows us to support one another. We should look for opportunities to enjoy what life has to offer us, like great meals and times with family and friends, because God has given us these opportunities. We should cherish and celebrate our families and the work that we pursue and the difficulties we face in life. They become valuable experiences that make our moments of joy that much sweeter. When I was in college, I planted trees. Any tree planter will tell you that it's the worst job they've ever done, but it's also the best job they've ever done. You endure days of blazing hot sun, freezing cold rain, and even snow. I've been hailed on, leaving welts all over my body. The physical toll it takes on your body is crippling and takes a long time to recover from. The hours are long, the labor is hard, and at the end of the day, you go to sleep on the ground in a tent. Yes, it's pretty terrible. But something remarkable happens as you look back as a tree planter. All those awful moments, those terrible days, melt away. And for me, the bright spots all seem to outweigh those terrible moments. I remember hitting personal goals and celebrating with my crewmates. And I remember the road trips and the fun moments spent with the guys. I remember sitting around a campfire at the end of a long, hard day and the feeling of warm, clean clothes, making the cold, wet day spent out on the block fade away. There is an interesting nature in our experiences. Our worst moments fade while our favorite moments grow in our memory. And often these negative experiences make those wonderful moments seem greater for us. Without the bad, the good isn't easy to distinguish. And because of the times of sorrow, the times of joy become that much more important. What I hope for you today is that the book of Ecclesiastes might play a role in your understanding in two ways. One, remember that this book, which points towards negative aspects of life, also points out that despite the difficult experiences we have, the good parts of life become that much more important for us to take hold of, enjoy, and cherish. Secondly, for those of us who aren't struggling with our mental health, we need to be aware of the ways that others are struggling today. There are some who need the presence of their extended Christian family to help provide stability, provide the important presence of friends that Ecclesiastes shows us as of being high value during seasons like this. I believe that it's important for us also to recognize the role that Jesus plays in our life. During this season we find ourselves in, we need to remember that Jesus said to his disciples, "I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." We know in Jesus that we have nothing to fear. There is nothing on earth that can change this simple truth, that through Jesus we are adopted into God's family. We are children of God, and his love for us knows no end. There is no place on earth that we can go, no thing that we could do, no mistake that we could make that would ever separate us from his love. And our value to him gives us a firm foundation to resist the mental and spiritual fatigue we feel. Join me as I pray today. Lord, thank you for the honest approach to life that the book of Ecclesiastes encourages us to face. I recognize today that there are many of us who are struggling in this season. Give us eyes that see and ears that hear. Give us the ability to offer a tender heart toward those who need kindness and encouragement, who need support today. Give us the ability to listen and learn when we approach Scripture like this, and that as we learn to see you in the Word, that Jesus, you would give us the ability to face our hardest moments, the difficult days, the season of struggle, and the mental exhaustion that we face. Give us strength today, O Lord. Today I pray, Lord, that you would meet us where we are and that we would allow you the room to speak to us today, and that as you give us joy and peace and patience, that we in turn would be arms of love, joy, and peace and patience towards others around us. I pray today, Lord, that as we rest in you, that you would restore us from the physically, mentally, and emotionally, and spiritually important drained places that we've been living in. Instead, Lord, may we become your hands and feet for the community around us. Praise be to you, O Lord. May your kingdom come in us and in here in our community. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to me today. I look forward to the next time we might meet again.